as many of you know, rock and roll is a vicious, nasty, dirty freaking business. You know, one day you're in an awesome band with your buddies, and the next day you're out on your ass and they got someone to take your place. Some no name, you know, after all, you know, you're the rock star. But it's not always like that. There are bands who have had very consistent lineups, a few, over the years. And on this week's Ludini Rock and Roll Circus podcast, we celebrate the most loyal bands who stuck by their members through almost their entire career. Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody. Once again, it is the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And we are back with another exciting, wonderful, blow-your-mind, stupendous podcast featuring Keith the Hawk Hawkins and Lily V6. What's up, guys?
Hi!
That's right.
There he is.
We got the Hawkmeister. He's ready to rock. He's got his King's X shirt on. And tonight we're talking about the bands with the most consistent lineups that, you know, it seems like they've been together forever. Some bands seem like they've been together forever, but they quite haven't. We just remember them that way. So there's a couple in the list like that. There are literally some that are you're going to go like, oh, crap, that's right. They've never changed anybody. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking about that. Let's talk about get a little business out of the way. First of all, shout out to Rock Rage Radio. If you love great guitar-driven rock, you want to hear it 24/7, rockrageradio.com. Get the app on your little smart-ass phone there, and you can listen to great guitar-driven rock all the time. Tons of great shows on there, great podcasts like this one. Tons of other shows. Hot Licks with Lily V6 is on there as well. So check it out at rockrageradio.com. Shout out to our longtime sponsor, longtime friend, Chris Thunderwolf Dotson at wolfscustoms.online. No sense in gunning on stage, guys, or doing your internet show, your internet
live stream,
you know, with a boring ass guitar. You want to stand out. People are on their mobile devices. They're scrolling through, you know, blah, that's boring. What kind of weird ass guitar is that guy playing? All right. So that's where Chris Thunderwolf Dodson can help you. He can take your Strat, your Telecaster, whatever you have, and he can give it a custom finish that will really stand out, and he does a wide variety of things. He will work with you to do something that sort of like most brings out the idea of your music the best. So check him out. You can go to wolfscustoms.online and check him out. So we've got Lily and Keith. The power trio is back. So Lily, what have you been up to this week? Anything good?
Work.
Oh, so you are doing a little bit of work.
A little bit of work.
What?
Just this
what?
Much.
Who works nowadays?
Just this much work. I go in for a couple hours to do mail. And we saw Fright Night over the weekend.
Welcome to Fright
Again.
Night. The original, not that.
What? The original with yep. Roddy McDowell?
Yep.
Yes,
oh,
not that crap good. That they made in the what, early 2000s?
Something like that that guy.
Colin.
That guy.
Colin Farrell was in the movie. That kid was in the movie died, didn't he? Anthony Elton, he died,
yes.
Yeah.
But the original Fright Night with Roddy McDowell is, I don't know. I think it's a fun movie.
Campy and fun.
Yeah, it's campy and fun.
It's campy fun. Let me ask you a question. The dude is the vampire Chris Sarandon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, is he related to Susan Sarandon? I don't know this.
No,
they are
not related.
No relation whatsoever.
No.
It's the same relation as Shelley Duvall and Robert Duvall then? I don't know what's
exactly.
going on there. I just hear certain last names in Hollywood. I'm just thinking they're all related.
And that makes sense. And a lot of people thought that Chris Sarandon and Susan Sarandon were related for a long time, but they are not related.
No.
Okay. I actually never knew that. And I'm a horror movie connoisseur, but it is a fun movie, but I just never knew that. I just seen his last name. I was like, hey, he got the gig because of his sister. And maybe that's not true. So I stand corrected.
No, he's, He's in Child's Play. That's
yes,
his, you know,
I just watched that the
and,
other
and
day.
And then he's the voice of Jack Skellington in...
and he's Prince Humperdinck.
And he's Prince Humperdinck.
And Princess.
And the Princess
Bride. Well, this guy is going way beyond my like prediction for him. I thought he was just one and done. But he's killing it. He's definitely up there with the voiceover kings of all time then.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen any good movies, Keith?
I have not.
just
I wish I did. And by God, I'm going to try to, but I've never seen it. And like the cable company here is worse than watching cable in New Orleans is like almost like, I'm not saying it's as bad as having the coronavirus, but probably like having like syphilis or something. It's friggin' painful. You can't get any kind of, you know, it's like just, you could take something for it and just still might be hanging around. It's the same movies, the same stuff over and over again. You call them for something, they don't come and see what your problem is. It's awful.
That's terrible. I did see one, other than Fright Night, that really stood out for me this week, and that was The Death of Stalin. It's on Netflix. It is not a documentary. It is a black comedy.
Thought that would be a documentary, but sent me that thing. I thought it would be a documentary. It is not. I'm going to put that on my extensive list of movies to watch, so I will see that one.
If they get the cable fixed out there, check it out. It is... Steve Buscemi plays Nikita Khrushchev. It is not to be missed. I'm telling you.
Sounds like a good flick. Sorry, some like distraction in the background. These two dolls keep fighting like it's Mike Vick's house. I'm about to bump somebody's ass here. Nice. You know what I mean?
Anyways, real quick, there is a movie. Speaking of Mike Vick, and I don't really want to just get too far in this, but real quick, I put on one because I'm like, there's nothing to do, so I put on one on Netflix called Bullethead. Don't watch this. Don't watch this movie. What? It's very distasteful.
Okay.
There's dog fighting in it. Now, they don't actually show the dogs fighting, but it was like, I had to turn it off. I was just like, I just thought it was personally distasteful.
Okay.
I just don't, you know, and it's got big actors in it. Being John Malkovich is in it. And so is Adrian Brody, and they're good in the movie, but it just, I was just like, ugh. I just can't do it.
It's like, no.
No. So, all right. No dog fighting. That was the talk. That was it for tonight. We're going to get into some great music, and we're going to come back and talk about the bands that have the most loyal bands in rock and metal. So Keith's got lists. Lily's got lists. I've got lists. We're going to have a good time. Plus, we're going to take your comments out there at lulombardirocks.com. If you love what you're hearing, you want to get involved, you want to hang out with some cool people that are really passionate about great guitar-driven rock, go to lulombardirocks.com. This is Rich Davis, Resurrection on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. and we have a little bit of what autoerotic asphyxiation going on there.
They're back on now. Yeah, they can see you trying to choke me and kill me. Attempted murder. Everybody.
Well, they say that's the thing with the quarantine going on, that like there are people who like.
Yeah, like this chick.
Oh, no, I love
she's
that.
Totally out of hand now at this point. Oh, that's nice.
For those who aren't watching, that's the first chick that kissed me
and just I had to get my credit card number in months.
She's not going to Carol Baskin you. It's okay.
No, it's with the
Oh, that hurts.
Jesus, I'm sorry.
Wow, that was crazy. You're shut off. All kinds of stuff going on. Anyways, this is Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. That was Rich Davis. You want to go to check out Rich at his website, richdavismusic.com. Rich is on the same record label that is carrying some of Yngwie's back catalog.
Oh, nice.
So very cool. So richdavismusic.com. And what we're joking about here is those of you that are just listening and not watching, Samantha, Mrs. Hawkins, was popped there on camera briefly and was choking her husband, Keith, for a second, and we were having a good yuck up about that.
That's not the first time and probably won't be the last. I just keep on popping back every time. I'm like a cat with nine lives, you know?
Well, they say with the quarantine, they said there are people who are like caught up. They're just in situations where they were planning on getting divorced.
Yeah, that's
but now
actually,
they're stuck together and they can't leave.
I know someone like that.
And you've been getting along very, very good.
I'm not you guys.
Actually, I know
other than us, everybody else. It's everybody else beside us. The whole entire world, except for Keith and Samantha, who are in the friggin' epicenter of a friggin' coronavirus, because everybody in New Orleans Parish, where we live, in the city of New Orleans, has coronavirus. But the people in this general vicinity, which would be us and obviously the two dogs, and if I get a fish, hopefully I don't get it either.
I guess those kids haven't been coming by and asking if you have any ice cream or anything.
No, the kids, that wackadoo next door moved to Mississippi. I haven't seen him since. So he attracted the bad element. So his milkshake brought all the problems to the yard, and their life is gone now. So
that sounds like
it's better than.
Okay, so
I bet you I can write a song about that.
Let's talk about our topic then. Let's get into it, guys. So we're talking about because what is this? I mean, this podcast topic was inspired by what? Something you saw? Some interview with Sammy Hagar? Something, Keith?
I get these these iHeartRadio little emails like probably daily, to be honest with you. And then a lot of it is just like what this date in rock and roll, and a lot of it is just like world news. But there was an interview with Sammy Hagar recently that just piqued my interest, and I actually read it because usually I just click through it and it's no big deal. Sammy Hagar said that bands like today, like Def Leppard, he actually used Def Leppard as the whole like topic of the conversation, that rarely, if ever, change members. I mean, people dying, we can't control that. So let's just keep this to bands that have very few member changes or none at all. You can't just go like you could have a band like Pearl Jam on your list. Pearl Jam's had the same nucleus for years, but they have a different drummer every week. I might get an audition next week. I mean, it's just one of them things where you have to just keep going with that. But it's like the whole thing is, what bands have had the most loyalty to their members and haven't stayed together through the thick and thin? Because you know that the hardest, Lou, you know this.
Yeah.
The hardest part about being in a band, I mean, learning how to play your instrument, yeah, is very important. But getting along with people you're in the band with, that's not that easy sometimes. Especially when you're like a famous level band where they could you're going on the big, the money's involved. Like you got tours to schedule. You got
you gotta see the same people every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you got to deal with the paparazzi. You got to deal with like interviews. I mean, it's like. Everybody thinks just like, oh, rock and roll star got this glamorous life. I mean, I'm on a rock and roll star, but I only play one on TV. But it's not as glamorous as you think, you know?
And I mean, so like you mentioned Def Leppard. So we could say that Steve Clark would still be in the band had he not died.
Right.
They would
not
be.
I would probably assume I'm just going to say that he would because the drummer lost his friggin' arm and they're still hanging with him.
And the other guitar player quit because he didn't like the rock lifestyle.
We're good.
Yeah. So, I mean, stuff like that, you're going to have to give it like a little mulligan to. But, I mean, bands that have had no member changes are rare, but I'm, I mean, on
there,
like,
there's a couple very, very, very famous bands that
if we're going to compile, like, yeah, that's what I'm getting to. If you're going to compile a list, there's some of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time that have had very few member changes. And I'm thinking that might be the secret to their success, man. I mean, you just keep on rolling with what you do, and eventually, hopefully, it works out for you. If it doesn't, it worked out for these guys.
I heard a great great interview with Rick Beato a few months ago, who was talking about a different topic. He was talking about jazz, and he said something that was very interesting, and it goes right along with this. Was he says that he feels that one of the reasons jazz kind of really faltered is because jazz musicians are very like wherever they go, wherever the money is. So they might be in Chick Corea's band this week, and then they're going to go play in Jean-Luc Ponty's band next week because Jean-Luc is offering more money. They're going wherever the money is. So they never...
Wait, hold on. First and foremost, you make money. Wait, you're saying jazz musicians make money?
In any case, the point of it is that they don't have a band in the sense that like King's X is a band. And when you go see King's X, it's those three guys. When you go see whoever, you know what I mean? So you're seeing this united kind of group of guys that are working together to make a sound. Whereas Chick, he may bring in whoever can, you know, Frank Gambelli can't play guitar on this tour. No problem. We'll get Al Di Meola. Like, we don't care. Like, we'll just keep it rolling. Whereas rock, the really great rock bands do have, at least during their heyday, had a pretty consistent group of guys. Yeah. And the audience knew the drummer. They knew the bass player. They knew the guitar players. They knew the keyboard player. They would go and say, hey, that's not the guy. You know, there was a time, especially, and I think there is something about that that is very novel to people, and I think that people still really enjoy that. So I think you're making a very good point about that. So let's get into our lists then of what we think. We're going to just go around the room. Keith, you're on it. So who's on your list? Give us one.
I'll go with a band that I don't think has ever changed members. I'm on my t-shirt, King's X. I was supposed to see them tonight in Baton Rouge, and King's X has always had the same members, a power trio, pretty short from Texas, like another power trio I'll mention, but they are just a consistent machine. They just have not changed members, and they have gone on and on. They've defied genre at times, and I think we discussed that in the past, where it's like kind of hard to categorize their musical style, but it, to live and breathe with three members and just do your thing over, like, man, I don't know. They've been together since the 80s. I mean, it's, and they're still going. I mean, that says something about the dedication to each other and the love you find for one another, and just that the common bond, which is music and playing music together as a whole. But yeah, I'm just going to go with King's X as my first pick. That's a band that had no member changes whatsoever.
That is really amazing to go that long with nobody changing. They are, I remember when Out of the Silent Planet and Gretchen Goes to Nebraska were out. And, you know, at the time, MTV was, they weren't even like a big MTV band. Like, they were a word of mouth band. That's how I had heard of them. People would be like, you know, would bring their tape to the tape, which I'm my age, would bring their tape to school and be like, hey, man, have you heard this?
They bring the A-track to tape, you know, A-track to school when you would pop it in. You know.
And being very kind of, being very enamored with the vocals, the Beatlesque sort of thing that they had going on, Ty Tabor's like insane guitar sound that to this day people can't figure out what he did. So he's kind of a Hendrix kind of figure, you know, in that way. Just a really, really cool band, and I like their work in the 90s, and you know, everything they've pretty much done. They go away and come back. I think they go and do other projects and they come back.
Doug Pinnock's done other stuff. We were talking about that with George Lynch, and I mean, and I know Jerry Gasco, the drummer's, had some health problems, and Ty Tabor's always had like different side projects, but as a whole, that band has never really, if at all, changed members, which I'm pretty sure they haven't. But it just goes to show you that if you like the people, you might take a break for a minute or two just to, you know, recharge your batteries. But you're back together. You make the best music with the people that you want to hang with and want to love and you're in love with that, you know, you can make the best music with. Right. That's what I think is very important. You know?
So Lily, who do you have? Who do you got on your list?
Well, the first one I'm going to mention, and I think this is sort of an ultimate loyalty. They're no longer a band, but Zeppelin, I think we can include on Lit List because they never had a lineup change at all, and they stopped because one of their members died. So I kind of feel like that's sort of an ultimate, because I think they'd still be going if they were.
Well, you compare and contrast them to The Who.
Okay.
John Bonham and Keith Moon died within about a year of each other. Mm-hmm. And immediately, within 2 months, The Who had Kenny Jones, and they were going again.
And Zeppelin.
Like, we're done. No, we're not done. We're going to go. Zeppelin was like, we can't do it. It broke everybody's heart when Bonzo died. It just broke everybody's heart, and they just could not continue on without him. And I think that there's a lot to be said.
I mean, I think that's ultimate loyalty to a band if you're just going to stop your band because one of your members dies. And they were only together for 12 years, but I think that's important.
John Entwistle died, they literally got Pino Palladino the next freaking day. They didn't miss a gig. So Daltrey and Townsend are like, hey, man, it's business.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times you keep the singer intact, you can continue on.
You can get away with it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my buddy Stu told me that, you know, he was all excited one time because they were going to open for Starship. And here it turns out it was just Mickey Thomas with a backup band.
Yeah, that's what they do now.
You know,
yeah.
So, you know, that's...
Which I've never seen, but actually if it's Mickey Thomas, it's probably still pretty damn
good.
Oh,
yeah, he's, of course. I mean, one of the greatest rock singers of all time. So exactly. I'm going to go a little, because I'm trying to pick stuff that I don't think these guys picked. So please forgive me if some of my picks aren't like as rock and roll as you wish. But I'm going to mention the Four Tops. Because the Four Tops was a band that stayed together from their inception in the 60s to 1997 until one of the guys died. But they stayed together all those decades. It was the original Four Tops, and that's how they went. They weren't like a lot of these bands. Like the Temptations had a revolving roster, you know, of players that, you know, would come and go. But the Four Tops were one of those doo-wop groups that, nope. We are, you know, one for one, you know, all for one for one. What is it? All for one and one for all. One for one. Well, they were one for one.
All for four.
All for four. So I'm just going to throw that out there. No, they're not a big, like, famous, like, rock or metal band.
But that's still damn cool.
But yes, that they, you know, brothers stuck by each other. Mm-hmm. And anybody knows that in rock and roll, you get pissed off, you fight, you get mad. You know, you tell everybody to go F themselves. And then tomorrow's like, you know, what are we working on tomorrow? Like you get over it.
You slept on it.
Yeah, you get over it. That's what you do. But some bands can't do that. And that's where we end up with, like, you know, a lot of the shenanigans. So, yeah, I'm going to throw the Four Tops out there. Keith?
That's good, man. Very good. I'm going to go back to Texas with another little trio from Texas. ZZ Top. ZZ Top.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, well, anyway, they're a little band from Texas, and I'm pretty sure they have never at all changed members.
Nope, you're right.
Not one.
Been together for 50
and
years.
They've had...
Did you see the documentary, Keith? Did you see the documentary on Netflix?
It came up on my, if you like this, you might like this kind of stuff. I do have to watch that.
It's
I
fun.
I haven't watched as much TV as I would like. I definitely want to check that out, but I think that as of, like, they would definitely make my list as one of the best power trios of all time, and they are just a unique band that has a unique sound. With just, you know, a lot of people would say, well, the band's Billy Gibbons. And I don't really think that's true. I mean, he definitely is the personality of the band, but I think they all have their own thing, and they definitely wouldn't sound the same without, you know, the three of them.
They're super fun to see live, too. I've seen them twice, and I love them both times. Super chill guys, probably because they're highs. Whatever, but
yeah, I mean,
super fun to watch.
Just to be together that long. I mean, their first album came out in the 70s, man. I mean, they're still rolling. I mean, it's just doing, you know, doing what they love to do, and it's amazing to see people and people like that. I look at and I'm like, shit, man, I can still do it when I'm 7 years old. Let's, you know, let's hope. Mm-hmm.
They are very low drama. They took a break. Frank Beard had a heroin addiction, and they took a break for a few years. They all kind of walked away. Just they didn't officially break up, but they just kind of didn't do anything.
They took a break
for about 3 to 4 years, and then they got back together. And what's really funny is Probably there's probably people who would watch their documentary and be kind of bored because there's almost no issues. It's just the story of the band, and these are three guys that love each other and they have fun together. And they did say that they did mention though that one of the keys to their longevity is the fact that they each have their own bus when they tour. Yeah, they got to have that time to get away from each other.
That actually is pretty crazy.
I need a bus,
but I mean. If you could afford it, which I'm sure they can, that's pretty wild. I don't really think it's necessary. But if you're gonna, you know, kill each other after every show, then never mind. I guess you need that. You
know? Yeah, they're very kind of like grounded dudes. They come across as like three just gentlemen from Texas who just like to play music, enjoy each other's company, and laugh. In some ways, as Keith, when you watch that documentary, the camaraderie between the three of them is very similar to the camaraderie amongst Rush. The camaraderie. They have that same kind of like, you can tell they dig each other. They're just, you know, just three friends, you know.
That would definitely be, not to get ahead of ourselves, but that'd be a band that would come up on probably all of our lists is Rush. Even Neil Peart being, you know, in a band 30 plus years, forming 40 years, he's still the new guy, and it's like they just really they generally enjoy each other's company, and that's staying something. You know?
So, who do you got next on your list, Lily?
I'm gonna go a little heavier. I'm gonna go with Rammstein.
Good.
They've been together since 1994, so it's like 26 years. The lineup has not been touched since their start.
I'm sorry, honey.
About 26.
Wow.
26 cool. years. One of the very few really heavy metal bands that have not had a lineup change in some form. So that's kind of cool to know. And they were starting to tour in 2020 again. That would have been nice.
Was on my list, man. With certain tours, I was like, I have tickets to Black Crowes too.
Yeah.
And that's like not going to happen. No, but that's a band who has revolving doors. will not be on the list, but Rammstein is they
have six members, so that's
tough. How do you keep six guys? Like, it's one thing for Rush and ZZ Top
with the three
guys together, but six guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, another band will come up on my next pick, but it's like longevity is definitely something very impressive, but in keeping multiple members together, like someone like six, seven plus members together, all happy at the same time. That is an impressive feat. So,
and they're very commercially successful too, which is different for somebody who hasn't had lineup changes. And apparently, they get along, so that's pretty cool for a heavy metal band.
I'm going to pick. I'm going to be the guy who's a little bit off here in terms of the style, you know, because I'm trying to.
It's okay.
Be a little different than what Lily and Keith will pick. I'm going to go with the Strokes. No lineup changes. Kind of a punkish rock group. A little different. No lineup changes. Now, I don't know if this is hype or not, but they claim that they hate each other.
I mean, I don't know.
They claim that they do. They claim that they can't stand each other. That might just be like hype to kind of like make it more interest. People find them more interesting. You know, they hate each other, but they stay together.
Maybe they all have their own buses too.
Yeah. And
If I could only afford a bus, that'd be all right with it. I'd be like, you don't like me, let me get on my bus.
And this makes me think of another band, and I don't want to double dip, so I won't say them. But there's another band that never had any lineup changes. They are no longer together, but they never had any lineup changes, and they never got along with each other. So that's my pick. What do you got, Keith? And then we're going to, I'll tell you what, it's 9:30. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to come. It's not really 9:30. Forget I said that. Because this goes out on Rock Range Radio.
It's 9:30 live.
It's only 8:30 here. But
exactly. It's all relative. This is Belly Full of Hurt by the Red Lines. Check them out, guys, on Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Got a belly full of hurt, and I brought it all love. I got a belly full of hurt, and I brought it all love. And I thought
Bellyaching about hurt there. That's Belly Full of Hurt by the Red Lines. Let me go ahead and tell you guys about the Red Lines. The Red Lines. You can find those fine gentlemen at theredlines.us, and they are a Pittsburgh area group of musicians, so check them out. they had a schedule full of gigs on their site, but of course that's not happening at the moment. And you know, Keith, I was talking to the guys in my band. I was talking with Jared and Drew this week, and we realized something, that when things start opening back up, like the touring acts aren't going to be able to get their shit together.
Not only that, I don't think they're going to open up venues right away.
And
for sure.
when they open like bars and stuff like that, the bands that they're going to be able to play are going to be the local bands.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The local bands are going to be
able to. So I'm telling you guys, if you're clean in a up. Band, keep practicing, get your shit together, because it's going to come, and you guys are going to be on the front lines of being able to entertain people and be out there. People may be really hungry to hear live music after this. I mean, like, so like, don't get discouraged, guys. Don't get discouraged. There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
I got a couple irons in the fire with that. I got to, you know, there's a young, I sent you the demo to a young girl from Mississippi that I'm working with, and she's switching to try to be more of a rock thing now. And hopefully she's marketable and get some gigs. And I still got the country rock band I play in. I got a sort of R&B thing we're doing with another project. So I got several irons in the fire, and hopefully all these like venues will start to book bands they usually don't book. We'll call it that.
Yeah, they won't be able to get
never know.
Because the touring acts aren't going to be able to, because there's like routing and all kind of shit involved with touring. I mean, it's not just like shut and play
the gig. You got to get together.
I mean, yeah.
When they canceled the entire Jazz Fest. I mean, that's, what's that tell you? I mean, they're never going to be able to.
Yeah, so
they're never going to get all those bands on the same page at one time.
They'll need guys to play. So if you're a musician, you know, get make sure your band is up, ready to rock and roll. Okay, let's continue, man. I'm having so much fun. It's hilarious when Keith is on. We kind of just go. It's awesome. I freaking love that. So, Keith, what do you got next on your list?
Queen, little band from England. You might have heard of before.
Never heard of
Queen. Queen is other than, they were called Smile before they got Freddie Mercury. And basically ever since they had Freddie Mercury, they were Queen when he renamed the band, and they went on for those four guys. And up until his death, there was nobody else touching that stage but those four, and those four needed each other. That's one example of a band that I love Freddie Mercury. I think he's the greatest male vocalist I've ever heard in my life. As far as rock singers go, I can't say, but he needed Freddie Mercury. Solo stuff is not as good as strong as the Queen stuff.
Not
he
close.
Needed those other three guys, and they are amazing together. One of the best top five rock bands of all time. I'll stand by that. And that's one band that had this, never had a member change, and that's good because they need each other, and that band's effing amazing.
They, they did regroup several years later to play live with Adam Levine.
But again,
we're kind of not counting
that
sort of thing.
But that's just sort of like a tribute. It's just, they're not trying to be
and
Queen.
And Paul Rodgers as well. Have you guys ever heard the Paul Rodgers Queen?
No.
Keith, you ever heard it?
It's definitely, I've never seen it live. I've seen the Adam Lambert thing twice. I think it's amazing. He's really good, don't get me wrong. I just think that Queen, up until Freddie Mercury's death, that to me, that is Queen. You can argue that if you want. Queen as the name with Freddie Mercury, and then after that is sort of a tribute act to itself.
I agree. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't, I wasn't trying to say it's a contradiction, but
Paul Rodgers is great. Paul Rodgers is great singing Bad Company stuff. He's not great singing Queen stuff.
I never heard it once. I thought it was a cool idea, but because Paul's voice is not like Freddie's at all. They have very different voices.
No, not at all. And Adam Lambert nails that shit. Don't get me wrong.
Is that his name? Lambert. I was wrong.
Who's Adam Levine?
He's someone who sings, and I can't think of what he sings for.
Adam Levine sings for Maroon 5.
Thank
probably
you.
Never had a member either, but we want to
Who's Adam Lambert? Who's Adam Lambert? Where'd he come from?
He was on American Idol. I think he either was a runner-up or won American Idol.
That's stuff I don't watch.
Okay, sorry, guys. Yeah, this is a little bit outside of our wheelhouse, so apologize for talking at our ass for a minute.
Bill Damiano said to it was Lambert too. So we're
okay.
Good.
Okay. Everyone's Bill on Donny the same page. Yeah, we're gonna be bringing. We're gonna have some guests, podcasters on joining us in the coming weeks, and Bill Damiano is going to be one of them, and some other rock ragers and a few other people. We're going to be doing this, I think, once a month. We're going to bring another podcaster on just to kind of hang out with us and give us shit and tell us, you know, how we don't know what the hell we're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, man. Does that mean I'm getting fired already?
No.
You're getting fired. You're going to be on too, brother.
You're going to be on too.
It's just going to be. It's just going to be.
I just came back. I'm getting fired already. No, damn, no. I don't even want to use my. Let me just know. I want to use my sick days and personal days.
Yeah. No, I want you on too because I think it'll be really fun. It'll be hilarious. Everybody. It'll be like a roundtable thing.
I mean, I think that sometimes like the three of us are great, but it's like another person to just argue something or at least talk about something.
It's going to be like a once a month. I want to do like a monthly thing where, you know, we bring another, because it's just a great way to create relationships with other podcasts and stuff like that. And I know a bunch of them, and I don't know why it didn't dawn on me till Bill hit us up about, hey man, like I'm looking to, well, no, he didn't hit us up. He put a post up on Facebook saying, I'd like to be on somebody else's podcast. I'm like, well, no shit. Like, why aren't we doing that? Right. You know, so it's a very cool thing.
Come on down, Billy.
What are you drinking? What are you drinking, Hawk? What the hell is
I can see what
he's holding the can up like it's an advertisement.
I was just taking a drink because I keep getting text messages and I have to like scroll up to get them off because you can't even see me.
Are you drinking Coors freaking light? Are you drinking Coors light? Is that all I got down there now? You're shit in the bottom of the barrel.
No, for your information, I could take the phone over. I could show you my ever expansive bar.
Don't make us
rowing list of alcohol. But at the same time, I drank a few vodka drinks before I came on, and I was afraid of getting too sloshed, so I basically stopped.
So you're watering it down.
Yeah, I'm watering it down with a little water in the can.
What do you got, Lily?
I'm going to go a shout out to the female-fronted bands with Garbage. That's
a good one. I had that one too. That's very good.
They did not have lineup change. They've been together roughly 23 years with a couple breaks here and there. But it's been the same four people the whole time. And what's cool about this band is they all four have a hand in the writing process. That's what I like about them. And I love female-fronted bands, obviously.
Well, and with the band with Butch Vig in it, you're probably not gonna.
And that
too, that,
yes, so. Of course.
I was not aware of that. That is a band that I'm sorry, guys. I just don't know. I mean, I know who's in it: Charlie Manson, Butch Vig, etc. And those guys were, you know, studio guys and whatnot. But I'm not real familiar
with.
That's
all. That's all I know about them. I mean, Butch Vig has done Nevermind and like a bunch of other like great albums. Shirley Manson was a band called Angelfish. I don't even know who the hell that is. She got the gig, and I think the other two guys in the band, or you know, two or three guys in the band, are producers, just like Butch Vig and Duke Erickson's another one.
Steve Martin.
I don't even know the other guy, but I know they've never really changed members. I don't even know last time they put an album out.
They are supposed to be writing new music currently, and they were supposed to have a tour 2020, but obviously that's getting pushed. But they were supposed to do like a 90s girl tour, like Alanis Morissette was going to be on it, stuff like that.
Oh, no shit.
Would have been fun.
That'd be cool. There was some good like female-fronted rock acts in the 90s. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm still influenced by, you know, like even listen to once in a while, like, you know, stuff like Fiona Apple, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. She always had great studio drummers and, you know, people that would play on her albums that were just top-notch. So,
all right, I'm gonna take one. It might be on Keith's list, but I'm gonna jump in with this. These guys never change lineups, even though they wanted very often to kill each other. And that's The Police. There was never they never toured with a different drummer or a different bass player or a different guitar player. You know, even when they reunited, they reunited as the three guys. It wasn't like Andy Summers was like, I'm not doing it. You'll have to get Steve Lukather to play or somebody like that. No, they stuck it out even though they wanted to kill each other. So there is something to be said for that as well. The music superseded their personal feelings. Their personal egos. And I understand that the main, and Keith, I think you could talk about this more than me, that the main sort of issue in that band is Andy, I think, was just kind of like whatever, but I think that it was the issue was between Sting and Stewart. I think those are the two guys that kind of like, which is weird because the bass player and the drummer really should be trying to get along. But
yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with you 1,000% on that one. So we'll have to go with a double thumbs up on that. It's very Siskel and Ebert on your part. The band in a whole was, yeah, definitely never changed members. I don't think there's another band that I'm sorry, one of my favorite rock bands of all time. I don't think you could change members in that band and still try to get the same product and try to get the same quality across. Yeah, you could get another person to play Stuart Copeland's drum parts, but is it going to sound like Stuart Copeland? He's very unique.
It's not the Police.
Sting's vocals, yeah, Sting's vocals are pretty unique, if you ask me. Andy Summers' guitar playing, pretty unique. Those three, it's like going with someone like Steely Dan. Steely Dan is two guys, but they've had multiple awesome musicians. But at the end of the day, it's two guys that just have a lot of badass friends. It's just, I mean, it's, I would hate to take one component out of that whole thing and say, okay, here, we're going to tour as the Police. I don't think, and I'm not saying that I would do the same thing. And I wish, hey, if I was in the same situation, I would. Isn't there like three or four versions of Rat nowadays?
I think you're thinking of Great White.
There's two versions of Great White.
Yeah, there's a couple bands that were like, there's like several versions of the one friggin' band. It's like, okay, guys, I mean, you had your heyday, and I would definitely take the gig. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, it's like, is this, you're like almost cheating the fans at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, it's.
Well, there was in the late 80s, there was two Pink Floyds touring. There was there was David Gilmour's Pink Floyd and Roger Waters' Pink Floyd. And David's band was the more popular one by far. And, you know, there was stories of, you know, they actually played the same cities around, you know,
at
like
the same time.
Not maybe it was within a day or two of each other. And David's band was at the Guga mega giant dome, and Roger's band was like at the VFW.
Yeah.
and VFW. So yeah, and Roger went to they went to court, and he fought to get the name, and he lost. Okay. So cautionary tale. So who do you got? So let's move on. Who do you got next on your list, Keith?
There's this little band that most of you never heard of before called U2.
Yeah, they were on my list too. Cool.
Same.
Yeah.
U2's never had a member change at all. I mean, it's
amazing.
44 years.
For as big of a band as they are, I mean, they're a huge rock band. The first
album came out in the early 80s. They probably formed in the late 70s. And, 76. You know, yeah, and it's just like...
What year, Lily, do you have what year their first album came out?
Not the first album. I just know they started in 76.
They started
in...
Wow.
Yeah, 40, so they're 44 years.
They're like a 70s band. You don't... Mm-hmm. I mean, they really...
I think the first album came out when they were like signed.
It was the 80s. Was
Yeah, definitely in the 80s. Boy is the first record.
Yeah, Boy's the first record.
So whatever year Boy came out, and from Boy till they're done, it's, you know, it's been the same... Four dudes. I've seen them live, and I've seen them live once. And I'm not saying that, like, people can say, oh, this and that, or I don't like their music, or they can't play. I mean, no, they can play. They sound great. Another band, if you take one component out, it's going to be effed up because they just have a chemistry, and that's why they've stayed together as long as they have, because that is what it takes to be successful. So if you're in a band nowadays, keep your core members, because that shit works. There's a reason why some of these bands we're talking about are some of the greatest rock bands of all time, because they stick together, and it's through thick and thin, addiction, personal problems, you know, hey, this person's getting divorced. They still come together to make the music. Sometimes when you're having problems, unfortunately, you make some of the best music you ever have in your work and in your life.
Well, the song was a song about them possibly breaking up. They were really struggling at the time. You know, The Edge and Bono were not, you know, getting along. And,
there's not a band on the face of the planet. And if you were in a band and you can look me straight in the face and say, we never had an issue, you're a liar.
Yup.
When you spend that much time with people, you're going. There's nothing.
You're going to lose.
Yeah, you're going to lose your shit.
Especially if you're a touring act that's playing. I'm talking. I mean, should I play the same place every Friday? And that's the one that like spit at somebody after two Fridays because you missed a chord, or you know somebody looks at me because I missed the two and four on a beat. You know, it's, you want to step out on the street, that's fine. But I mean, most bands want to stay together.
Lily,
you know?
give us one more before we play one last song.
Radiohead. Radiohead has been around since 1985, but they didn't do, you know, their first album until later. So 35 years, haven't changed it up at all. I think they're fantastic. This is typically not a band I admit to liking because it's not really my music. I know. I already know you love Radiohead. I love OK Computer.
It's not the fact that I love Radiohead. I defend Radiohead because, and they are, to me, they're the most important rock band of the last 30 years. I'll tell you why. Because they defy genre. Mm-hmm. They do what they want. They still sell records. They don't give a shit what the record company thinks. They don't even need a label. And they still do what they want. And most bands would probably kill themselves or sell their souls to the devil for like one little piece of what Radiohead has done successfully. That band's a lot more than Creep, man. Trust me. That's
band. I love OK Computer is probably my favorite album by them. And they're on fans and critics lists for best like music of the 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. So like they're obviously standing the test of time here. So, but that I think that's sure. awesome like I said, that they have five members and they have all the same members. So awesome.
This is Hex Vortices Warbound. We're gonna come back and wrap up here in a minute. A shout out to Wolf's Customs. Go to wolfscustoms.online. Appreciate you guys as a sponsor. We're gonna come back and wrap up. But maybe a few honorable mentions. There's a few ones I just kind of want to throw out there just for gigs and shitholes.
Oh wow.
Fuck!
Sorry, Hex Vortices, guys. Check them out at hexmusic.webs.com. We opened the show with Rich Davis. That is richdavismusic.com. And then we played The Red Lines, theredlines.us. We are wrapping up our conversation about the most loyal bands in rock, and they tend to be more in rock than like metal. Those guys are like what?
They do a lot of lineup changes in metal. There's a lot going on there. Metal guys, you know,
they got all kind of problems. with the exception, what is Metallica pretty close? Pretty much the same, with the exception Cliff died. So
I guess we can count that then. Yeah.
What'd you say about? We could put Metallica on the list.
Depends on the guidelines you're going by. I mean, they've changed bass players. Well, just they're not a third bass player at this point.
Well, that's true. That's true, because what's his name? They couldn't stick with Newstead.
Technically, if you count Dave Mustaine, they're on their second guitar player. I mean, the core of the band's been together for quite a minute, you know.
All right, they're out.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, we're not going to close. So anyway, I'm gonna pick another one that's maybe you guys know, maybe you don't know, and that is Linkin Park. Never had any lineup changes until Chester passed away. Not one of Lily's favorite bands. I don't know if Keith likes them at all. I mean they're okay. This isn't bands we like.
I think they came around in the time that rock was going through a change and they just hit the right chord.
Yeah,
you know?
They brought in.
I kind of dig Chester Bennington's voice at times. I mean, you know, I don't think he's like at all. Listen, I don't like think they're awful. I just think they were discovered at a time when the timing was right and they hit a chord with people, you know?
And I think that you could pick, I think, you know, if you're going to talk about guys that didn't, the bands that you want to give a little bit of, we'll call these maybe honorable mentions, bands who the guy died and they didn't really have a choice, like Alice in Chains, Stone Temple Pilots, you know, essentially the same bands, but guys died.
Yeah.
They had to, you know, they wanted to continue and they eventually, not immediately.
They made an executive decision.
But eventually brought other people in to sing. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, The Who, like the next day they had a guy. You know, both Stone Temple Pilots and Alice in Chains took some time. They didn't, you know, just immediately go get the next guy. But so I would say that. Let's go around and do one last one for everybody here in the band. Keith, what do you got?
I think a band that's been together since, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of this band, but I will give them props. I mean, definitely they had to form in the 80s. And I'm not sure, I mean, and you diehard fans out there can tell me if I'm wrong. I'm not sure they ever had a member change, Green Day.
Yeah, Green Day.
No, you're right. You're right.
I had them on my list.
I respect them for how long they've been together. Another trio. I don't think they play bad. I think in one of the bands where like the drummer sticks out more than everybody else, that's unbiased though, but it's one of them, they just keep writing hooky songs, man, and then they just keep on popping up. This one, you think that kind of music's going away, shit, Green Day will come back and stuff it back in your face, whether you want to or not. So
we got Green Day,
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Yeah, so what do you got, Lil?
I don't necessarily like this band, but Kings of Leon, it's all family members.
Yeah.
So first of all, that should be a thing where they should be fighting and lineup changing. But it's the same four guys, cousin and three brothers. They've been together since 1999. So what is that, like 21 years? I think that's pretty cool for a band that's a band of families.
I got you.
I was actually going to say that band, and they were like the last two on my list. That was like, I don't think these two bands have, and they've been checking the internet, I don't think either one of them, between Green Day and Kings of Leon, have had member change, and that's pretty impressive. I mean, Green Day's been around a lot longer, but just especially to be brothers, and then your cousin thrown in there, too, it's like, holy shit.
You would think there'd be blood.
Muse has been the same band as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, forever. And that's another trio. I mean, they might use, like, I think they might use a couple of people here live, you
for
know,
touring.
Live musicians, that shit don't count because we're just hiring.
They're still the same guys. Okay, guys, it's been a great time. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to lulombardirocks.com. We're going to pop over and do a couple things in our closed group over there. And if you want to get in on more fun and hear the real dirty jokes, you want to go to lulombardirocks.com. Also, there's an opportunity to get a bunch of free stuff. I've got new songs coming out, cool stuff going on. So check it out at lulombardirocks.com. Shout out to wolfscustoms.online. Love you guys. Thank you. As well as rockrageradio.com. Get the app. Listen to great guitar-driven rock 24/7, and you get us and a bunch of other awesome personalities on Rock Rage Radio. Keith, anything you want to announce or say before we wrap up?
God, I hope this coronavirus ends soon. I need the freaking gig, man.
Me too. I need to get the hell out. I know. Everybody wants to get out. And Lily, plug your...
Hot Licks with Lily 6, Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, Rock Rage Radio, rockrageradio.com. Get the app on your phone for free.
Get the app. Don't take no crap.
Wow, and there it is.
Keith the Hawk Hawkins, Lily V6, Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Lou Dini. We'll catch you guys all in the next Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. This is Medicine by Lou Lombardi, Strangelove. Take care, guys. Have a great week.